Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Although this Mishnah begins with a statement about Onah, it moves on to discuss some other tangential issues that come up because of a statement about Onah. The Mishnah begins by telling us something we learned earlier in the third Mishnah in this Perek, Ha'onah Arba Kesef, the amount that's considered to be Onah, overcharging, is 4 Kesef, 4 Ma'ah. Ma'ah is a small coin, which there are 24 Ma'ah in every Selah, and there are 6 Ma'ah in every dinner, 4 dinner in every Selah. So we said that 4 Ma'ah out of a Selah, which is 4 out of 24, 1/6, that is considered to be Onah, to be considered to be overcharging. The Mishnah now moves on to other things that involve various amounts of ma'os, of these coins. V'hatana shtei kesef. Now, what is this discussing? There is a concept called moda b'miktsas. Moda b'miktsas means that if Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I don't owe you $100, but I admit, I am moda b'miktsas. And part of that claim, your claim was $100, I admit, I am moda b'miktsas that I owe you $50. The halach in the Torah says that Shimon must take a shvua, he must swear an oath in Beis Din to Reuven and say, I swear to the fact that I only owe you $50, and then he's patur, then he does not have to pay anything more than the $50 he says he owes. So the Mishnah is telling us, v'hatana, the claim of in a moda b'miktsas situation has to be, the initial claim that Reuven makes against Shimon has to be at least shtei kesef, has to be at least 2 ma'os. That's the amount, that the minimal amount. V'ha'hodah, and the amount that he admits that he owes out of that shtei kesef, has to be at least a shava pruta, the amount of a pruta. Now, a pruta is 1/32 of a ma'ah, a very small amount, the most minute amount of money that there is. There's actually a dispute in the Gemara in Shavuos exactly how to understand what it means, hatana shtei kesef, the claim has to be two ma'a kesef. We explained it based on Shmuel's position. Shmuel's position is that the claim itself is two ma'a. I say, you owe me two ma'a, and then you admit that you owe me one pruta, but the rest you deny. That's Shmuel's position. Rav, however, in the Gemara in Shavuos disputes that, and he says that it's kfiras hataina. The denial has to be at least 2 kesef, has to be at least 2 ma'ah, and therefore the initial claim would really need to be 2 ma'ah plus 1 pruta, because if that's the initial claim, then the denial is 2 ma'ah, and the admission is 1 pruta. The Mishnah now moves on to another tangential issue involving the pruta, and it tells us that chamesh prutos hein. In halacha, there are 5 different scenarios where a pruta is the halacha that is used. Ha'huda shava pruta, as we just mentioned, the admission in a moda b'miktsas case is shava pruta. Another case is va'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. The most minimal amount that can be used to marry a woman with kedushin is the value of a pruta. V'hanena b'shava pruta min ha'hekdesh ma'al. A third instance is that if somebody benefits from a shava pruta's worth from hegdesh, some things that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, is ma'al, he's chayav a carbon me'ila, he needs to return the value of what he benefited, plus a fifth of that value, which is really 25%, is a fifth of the total. Plus he needs to bring a carbon me'ila, an asham, sacrifice. Another case, the fourth case, is Hamotze Shava Pruta Chayav Lahachriz. Somebody who finds the value of a pruta has an obligation to announce the lost object that he's found. Anything less than a Shava Pruta, he doesn't have to bother. And finally, the fifth one, Vagozel Es Chaveru Shava Pruta Venishbalo. We talked about this in Baba Kama, the ninth parak. If somebody steals something from his friend that's worth at least a Shava Pruta, and he swears that he does not have the person's item, but he really did steal it, he really has it, and then he later on admits that he had stolen it, then Yolichenu Acharav Afilo Lamadai, he has an obligation to pursue the person he stole it from and to return him that item, even if he has to go to a foreign country, even if he has to go to Madai, he still has to travel there in order to, and anything less than that, he will not have kapara, he will not have his atonement until he gives him that shavapruta that he had stolen from him.